Larry Razavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme. Musicians Come and Play wrapping up right there. Means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program. Program number 438 in that continuing series. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're coming up on 10 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, 68 and bright sunshine here in central Minnesota. We have our guest on the line. We're going to bring him in and say good morning to Mr. Reuben Nathy. Good morning, Reuben. How are you?
Nice. I'm doing good. Thank you.
Very good. You got the levels all tuned in here. And are you at home today?
Yes, I am.
Very good. And where do you make home, Reuben?
We're in South Center, just a mile south of the interstate. I got a little property out here.
Okay, sounds good. Very good. Well, never really met you until you came in the meat market one day and got to talking with you, but we have a lot of common musician friends in common, and one of them is Mr. Merle Felling. And, of course, you worked for Merle over the years playing that tuba, I guess, huh?
Yes, I know. I had a good time with Merle. He loves the tuba and appreciate that a lot. So
absolutely. You bet. And first of all, tell us where you were born and raised and how you got started in music.
I grew up in Greenwald area, just on a farm, a mile and a half east of Greenwald.
Okay.
And lived on a farm and with 8 siblings in the family.
Okay. And music, how'd you get started? School band, or did you learn on your own, or how'd you get started?
Yeah, so sixth grade, I could start learning music through school, so I work with the tuba. So
uh-huh.
Work with the tuba all the time.
Oh, you have. Okay. Do you play any other instruments today, or is it just the tuba?
I do a little bass guitar and regular guitar and dabble in a few other things.
Okay. Very good. So, did you guys have a family band back in the days, too, then?
It was my brother on Maynard had the family band.
Uh-huh.
I came in later in the season, so, yeah, we had a good time with that one. There was, like, 4 of us in the band.
Okay, and which brothers were they all? Was it Maynard on concertina?
Yes, Maynard was the lead concertina, and Jim played the trumpet, Alan played saxophone. Either Bob or I would play the tuba.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So music was a big part of your life growing up. And, of course, back then there was lots of opportunities to play, lots of ballrooms and, of course, lots of occasions, shower dances, wedding dances, all that. So that was pretty neat growing up, wasn't it, for us?
Yeah, it kept us pretty busy on weekends playing, shower dances, anniversaries, whatever.
Well, and what always kind of impressed me was a lot of my good friends would come out to the dances, and they would have to pay to get in, and they would have to, you know, pay all evening long. And here we were having kind of the same amount of fun. Yeah, we were, you know, working, but and we were getting paid for it being at the same venue. So yeah, we'd always come out a few dollars ahead than our close friends did back in those years.
Yeah, I'll try to keep up with them. Having fun too. Yeah, that was a lot of fun playing for anybody that's having a good time out there.
Absolutely. So when did you meet Merle, and when did you tie on with the Merle Felling Band?
Oh boy, that was early 70s probably. I see, I went in the military.
Okay.
1970, he was in there already for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
74, I got out.
Okay. And what branch were you in?
I was in the Air Force, and when I was going to school, mid-70s, I joined the Air Force Drum and Bugle Corps also for a little while. That was kind of interesting.
Okay.
There's a tuba for them.
Oh, you did? Okay. That's neat. Oh, very good. And probably got married along the way and had a family too?
Yes. 76, we got married. We have three children, two girls and a boy.
Okay. Any music in them?
Yes, there's my two daughters. They both played piano, and during school they played some instruments also, but they played piano and play for churches now once in a while, so they're quite active in that.
Okay, very good. Very good. All right. So what did you say? When did you, in the 70s, you think you guys formed in the Merle Felling Band?
I believe it was after I got back. I started playing with him more. He's probably playing before I started, but with him, I started back after I got out of service in the 74.
Okay.
And, yeah, we had a good time. I made an album with him, too.
Yes, you did, and that is on CD nowadays, and very, very good CD. Louis Schley was the drummer on that recording. Louis was quite the guy, huh?
Yes, very good drummer. He started with Louis Sauvages when Louis Sauvages started out, and... did the drummer for them.
Okay, very good. Yeah, and Louis, I can still see, picture Louis, such a colorful guy. Of course, he's gone now, but back in the days, he used to drive the bread truck, Wonder Bread Truck, and we had the little meat market shop on Main Street in St. Joe, and Louis would always deliver bread there. And of course, my dad was a drummer back in the days as well with the Deutschmeisters, and I can still picture Louis coming in, and he'd put the bread on the shelf and get everything all stocked up, and then he'd come, wait to get paid, and he'd visit with my dad, and they'd kind of compare notes because they were both out on the weekend playing for their various bands that they played for, and you could just see that they totally enjoyed what they had been doing.
Right, they did, yeah, and Louis had quite a few stories with George Sauvages, and he had a good time. And, yeah, I enjoyed playing with Louis quite a bit.
Absolutely. And was it Danny Rassier, I think, was on the recording, played trumpet on a few of the numbers?
Yeah, Dan Rassier played the trumpet. I not pictured on the album, but
he played
the trumpet. Very good at it.
Yep. And so, yeah, some great memories there. As you look back... some of the great places, ballrooms that you care to mention that you got to play in?
Yeah, most of them are tore down, but yeah, the ballrooms like the Munich Ballroom and Sachsener Coliseum, Richmond. Oh, there's quite a few more, and we played a lot of private parties too, and the small places and the bars, whatever. It was fun.
Absolutely. Yep, and did you get to fill in with other bands too then? I'm sure... Like myself, I know when I wasn't playing with the regular band, people would find out, and there's always bands looking for musicians. Some of the other bands you maybe sat in with?
Well, during the dances sometimes, Jolly Fisherman would pull me up there and play a few tunes with him.
Okay.
Other than that, most of the time, with Merle, Marlene Gloss's dad was... the Gloss family band.
Mm-hmm.
I played a record with them too.
Oh yeah. Okay. Well, very good.
Seattle, That's right. Lawrence Gettle.
Lawrence Gettle, yes, I do remember him. Yep. Yeah. Okay. Some of your favorite songs to play on the tuba. Do you like the solos? Do you play some of those, like the Nebraska Polka, Two Eddies Polka, Blue Skirt, any of those?
Oh, yes. A lot of them polkas and waltzes. Yeah, Merle played a lot of variety of different songs.
Certainly. Sure. Okay.
Redwood Polka, same with that one.
Okay, yep.
Love them all.
All right. Some of the bass horn players that you looked up to over the years?
Well, basically my brother Bob. He was an excellent baseball player and bass horn player.
Yeah.
And played with Brenny Band for quite a few years. And
yes, he did. You bet. Yeah. And was Bob older than you then?
Yes. He's older, yeah.
Okay, yeah. And so then you kind of followed in his footsteps there. And did you ever get to fill in for him, fill in with the Brenny Band then?
I think I did play in with him one night.
Okay.
A few songs with him, yeah.
Okay.
Bob had the tuba. He bought a tuba when he was young, and I borrowed it. And
sure.
And ran with my brother Maynard when he wasn't using it.
So. Oh, yes. Okay. Very good. Yep. And are they all with us yet, all your siblings? Everybody still living?
Two of them passed away. My sister, Colleen, she was a twin.
Uh-huh.
And my brother, Alan, passed away already.
Okay. Very good. All righty. Well, we've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market. Then we'll come back to you, Ruben, if that's all right, and continue the conversation.
Okay.
All right. So, Cy here for the St. Joe Meat Market. Looking at the calendar, it's already the end of October, which means the brat sales and cookouts out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market have come to an end for another season. Again, a huge thank you to all the wonderful organizations who have given of their time and talent on the weekends, cooking and serving all of us this past year. We will look forward to seeing all of you again next year. This week, while supplies last, fresh, boneless, skinless chicken breasts are on sale for just $3.99 per pound, and that's a savings of about $1.50 per pound from where they were priced all summer long. The Brat of the Week series continues for a couple more weeks. This week we feature our smoked pumpkin brats in time for Halloween and soon Thanksgiving. You can come in this week and try some, taking 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter all week long, unlimited quantities. And yes, those pumpkin brats made with real pumpkin in them. And they've got that pumpkin flavor to them. Some people, you know, maybe isn't their thing, but a lot of people say, wow, that's an interesting combination. So check them out this week, smoked pumpkin brats. For more great in-store specials, like us on Facebook. Look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or you can always call 320-363-4913. And that's the St. Joe Meat Market, and thank you for your patronage. Ruben, for being our guest on the show. We're going to get a nice meat package put up, and we'll get that to you. Hope that you enjoy it, along with those around you, in good health. How does that sound for you?
Sounds great. Yeah, I can't wait for it.
All righty. Very good. And, it was really neat to see you in the meat market that day, and we get to visiting a little bit. It's always a few minutes spent there, so, a lot of stories to tell. As you look back over your career, any good ones that you can share with the listeners on the air?
There's been times where, we had some very good times at playing tuba all night for 4 hours. You know, it gets pretty tiring, especially when you're younger.
I started
probably when I was a sophomore in high school or so, and going for quite a few years, and I enjoyed it, all of it.
Sure. And the tuba, that takes a little bit of oomph, a little bit of wind, huh? You have to have a good solid diaphragm, and it's a big mouthpiece. So I've never tried it. I was a brass player in high school, played trumpet, and that's a smaller mouthpiece. But have you tried the trumpet? How does it compare, the tuba? Is it easier to play or harder?
Trumpet's harder, I believe. You got to put a lot more pressure blowing into it than the tuba. Yeah, you can take a few breaths between playing quite quicker.
Sure, so, sure. Yeah, and not often that you're playing the melody. Oftentimes it's the rhythm, and so yeah, you do get a breath in between here and there. So what horn do you have, Ruben?
I have three of them, actually. Two of them came from my brother. I bought from him years ago, and I have a smaller three-quarter size, which fits me better if I can last longer playing. It's getting tougher to play, so you're out of shape. You know, you feel it after a while, but I like the tuba because I can play it the loudest.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Are you still getting calls? Are you still playing with anybody at all? I know Merle doesn't really play anymore, but anybody else that you sit in with or work with?
Not too often. Occasionally Marlene Gloss will give me a call and help out with a job here and there. But
with the Night Owls, yep. Yeah.
Yep. I don't know if I can last a full 4 hours, but then I'll pick up the bass guitar again and play along with that too if I get tired.
You probably didn't make your entire living on music, so what did you do for a career then? What was your day job?
My work was refrigeration, air conditioning, heating. I started my own business in Sock Center in 83.
Okay.
76 is when I started working for a fellow up in Alexandria, and then I bought a place in the Sock Center and just started from scratch and worked up the business since then.
Well, good for you. Good for you. Well, that's great. So I'm going to save a little time to play some music by the Merle Felling Band. So that kind of wraps up our session here. I want to take this opportunity to thank you, Ruben, for being our guest here, taking time out of your day and joining us. And like I tell everyone, the good Lord willing that you and I are here down the road, we can do this thing again sometime. How's that?
That sounds like a plan.
You bet. You bet. So with that, if you want to hang on the phone there, I will talk to you off the air and wish you a great day. Thanks, Ruben.
You also. Thank you.
All righty. And there he goes. Mr. Ruben Nathy, our 438th guest here on a Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Don't go away. We've got music by the Merle Felling Band coming up in just moments. Thank you. Larry Razavian is Out of Town Checks there with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up our 438th edition of our Musicians Come and Play. Mr. Ruben Nathy, yes, longtime tuba player from Central Minnesota, our guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program, and played with the Merle Felling Band, and they did do one recording, so we're going to feature music right now of the Merle Felling Concertina Band, and of course, that features Ruben on the tuba. So right now, it's an old-time polka tune, one called the Hanswurst Polka. Merle Felling Orchestra, excuse me, with one called the Hanswurst Polka. Got that little frog that crawled in the throat there. 12 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading at 69 degrees here in central Minnesota. Music continues with the Merle Felling Orchestra, one called the Blue-Eyed Dolly Waltz. Felling and his concertina band, one called the Blue Eyed Dolly Waltz. 14 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 69, our current temperature here in Albany. It's old time polka time with Merle Felling, and it's the Red Wing Polka. Felling and his concertina band with a Red Wing Polka. 18 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. 69 our current temperature here in Albany. And the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And that is always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. Jeannie Bonfig and the gang over at Freeport. And yes, Jeannie telling us that it's not too late to call in. Now, you need to call in soon before the 1st of November. But some of these Christmas still have a couple of seats left. So talking about the December 19th, returning early eve on day two. The tour departs on the 19th and it begins with an awesome tour of the Lights of Bentleyville. Day two includes a tour of the Glen Sheen Mansion, beautifully decorated for the season. This tour also includes three meals, any admissions per the itinerary, Christmas gift prizes, and holiday treats on the coach. And there is a mystery stop on route home. Gather your friends and call Jeannie B's Tours at 320-345-1585 to reserve your seats. Now, Music, Mountains, and Mistletoe in Branson, that departs on December 11th, returning on the 17th. You'll be able to enjoy six festive days celebrating the season with excellent shows, 10 meals, sightseeing of hidden gems of Branson, Christmas present prizes, and holiday treats on the coach. Reservation deadline is November 1st, so it's not too late to experience the holidays in Branson. Maybe it is a one-day holiday outing you're thinking about. Enjoy a delicious lunch and an afternoon of Christmas entertainment at the Paramount Theater in St. Cloud. On December 13th, reserve your seats for an Andy and Bing Christmas with a cast of 16 singers and band. And December 14th is going to be a Nelson Brothers Christmas that takes the stage for the afternoon performance. For more details, as always, give Jeannie a call. Call soon. Jeannie B's Tours, 320-345-1581. Jeannie B's Tours, yes, they proudly bring us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 21 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. 69 is our current temperature here in Albany. One of the neat dances that that the polka bands would play when they were playing at a venue was a schottische. Yes, people love doing the schottische. Merle Felling recorded the Johann Posimpa schottische. Here it is. Yes, Merle Felling and his concertina band, old-time schottische there, the Johann Posnippen schottische. Merle, a very good concertina player over the years, and yeah, a fun band to go out and dance to. Right now it's polka time with the Merle Felling band, one called the Our Mike Polka. Thank you. Mural Filling Concertina Band, and one called the Our Mike Polka. Yes, great music by Mural Filling. And of course, Mural Filling, just a great polka promoter over the years, brought in so many polka bands, put on the free concert all these years at Sauk Center High School, and just a great person to work for. And yeah, can see why Ruben was always enjoyed playing the tuba for Mural Filling Band. Music continues right now. Waltz time, one called the Rosalinda Waltz, and Louis Schley, the drummer, did a lot of the vocals for the Mural Filling Band. And his concertina band, one called the Rosalinda Waltz. Here's another great old-time polka with the Mural Filling Band. It's one called the Lapland Polka. Thank you. Merling and his concertina band, one called the Lapland Polka. And yeah, Merle was one of the very good bands come out of central Minnesota, played for a number of years, and yeah, we miss those days, you bet. 29 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, temperature reading at 69 degrees here in central Minnesota, in the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of the Hustler brand Zero Turn Lawnmowers, located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. And boy, this is a great time to go out and see Kevin. Give him a call, and always encourage you to call him first. He's a busy guy. You know, he puts in the family farm, and so this time of the year, it's harvest time, and he needs to get that crop out of the field. But he doesn't want to miss you. So if you've got a need, if you are still thinking about buying one of those brand-new Hustlers, you know, you're on the fence, undecided, boy, no better time than right now. Kevin would make you a sweet deal on one of those brand-new Hustlers. And if you've got a machine and you need it serviced, this is a great time to do that. I always take mine out there this time of the year after we're done with it, after we're done mowing and picking up all the leaves, take it out to Kevin's. He'll service it, change the oil, belts, hoses, lubricants, anything that needs servicing, and you're ready to go in spring again when that grass turns green. Because, you know, in Minnesota, so many times we go, we've got four seasons, but sometimes one runs in to the third one. You know, we go from winter, barely spring, and then right away we're cutting grass already. So it's so nice to have them conditioned and reconditioned and refurbished by Kevin. So think about that. And of course, Kevin does repair work on all makes and models. So if you've got one that has problems, well, bring it out to Kevin. He'll be happy to work on it for you. He can sharpen your blades, change your belts, hoses, lubricants. He can do it all. Phone number to call to get a hold of Kevin, 320-363-7459. And like we've been mentioning to you, Kevin also took on that battery-powered line of equipment. So he's got the battery-powered weed eaters, the weed trimmers, the backpack blowers, the little handheld blowers, self-propelled lawnmower. He's got the chainsaw, the pole saw. Yeah, and I got a bunch of those. I bought one of those package deals from Kevin. Works super great. So, yeah, check that out when you're out at Kevin's, too. 56-volt lithium battery-powered equipment. So, great place to go. And think about the holidays coming up now. It's a great time to head out to Kevin and, you know, put a little bow on it. And maybe think about Christmas. Give that special spouse of yours something to be proud of at Christmas time. One of those Hustlers or battery-powered equipment. Kevin's got it all for you. Be happy to set you up, whatever you might be looking for. Kevin's Countryside, yes, nice drive this time of the year. Leaves are turning colors, and what's left of them, it's so pretty driving all the way out there. 6 miles northwest of St. Joe, just look for the big sign in the ditch hanging from the post, Kevin's Countryside. Proudly bringing us final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 26 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, time for just a couple more selections. We've now reached 70 degrees here in central Minnesota. Here's a great old-time waltz, the Chicago Waltz, Merle Felling. Thank you. Carl Felling and his concertina band, one called the Chicago Waltz. Boy, that clock on the wall seems like it goes double time at this time of the day, huh? It really does. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And we're going to do that featuring Louis Schley on the vocal once again, Helsa Dem Der Hema, the Merle Felling Orchestra. And his concertina band, Helsa Dem Der Hema, greet the folks at home, wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. And we're now at 20 minutes before the hour 1 o'clock. Temperature reading is 70 degrees here in central Minnesota.